Hey everybody, Diary of a Cartoonist here. Well, I'm not the show. Scott Johnson here. Diary of a Cartoonist is the name of the show. And sitting with me now, who I can't see because my screen's in the way, is Nick Johnson.
Hi.
Hey buddy.
What's going on?
I can't see you very well from here. I'm going to move this. Here, there you go.
There we go.
Now I can see my son. Nick's sitting in. You should have shut that door. How come that's open?
I probably should have shut it.
That's all right. Is anyone out there?
No.
Do we not care? Nick has decided to sit in here and talk to me because, just because. I asked him if he wanted to.
Yeah.
And you're down with that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, Nick, you've been playing a video game called Broforce.
Yeah, I got it yesterday.
You like it?
I love it.
Is it your favorite video game of all time?
Maybe.
Wow, really?
In like the top
10. In your top 10 is pretty good. That's not bad.
It's really fun.
That's what I'm trying to get to the bottom of here. You've played a bunch of games. As soon as you were old enough to have a controller in your hand or to work a keyboard and mouse, which was probably what, 7, you really started getting into it? I mean, you could fiddle around Game Boys and stuff before that.
Yeah.
But I'd say about 7.
Probably.
And you're 13 now.
Mm-hmm.
Almost 14.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
It's weird.
It is weird. Can you tell that this is cash, by the way? These are my fat Benjamins. Can you hear them? I guess they're not Benjamins. These are my, what do you call dollar bills? These are, they're not fat Washingtons. Anyway, it doesn't matter. What was I going to say? That was a little ADD of me right then.
Yeah.
You've played a lot of games, and mm-hmm. you've had some that you've liked and some that you didn't like, some you'd get bored with. I noticed when you were younger, you'd get bored real fast.
Yeah.
With a game. These days, you're a little bit more focused.
Mm-hmm.
Probably Minecraft's on that list somewhere.
Probably.
How high on the list?
That's
got to be almost number one for you, right?
It's kind of hard to say because it's not really a game with a storyline or anything. It's just more to do whatever you want. It's more of like a toy.
Do you think, because this is happening probably, do you think Minecraft would make a good movie or a bad movie?
I'm kind of worried about the movie.
Why?
Because I feel like if they do, whenever they do make the movie, it might like kind of ruin the game because right now there's no storyline or anything to Minecraft.
Yeah.
It's just sort of a game that you play, but there's different things like.
What about Steve?
Well, yeah, people don't know what the deal is with Steve or why he's even called Steve or things like that. And I think that makes it more fun.
Is there a backstory to Steve?
No.
There isn't at all. So that's your whole point, is that the movie would have a hard time making something out of nothing there.
Yeah, and if they do make something out of nothing there, if it's not good, then it you can't play the game the same anymore.
Yeah, I agree with that. But here's we're going to use this opportunity to leave lessons with you. Here's my fatherly lesson. I can't stop playing with this money, first of all.
Yeah.
I can
pay you for
down.
Broforce.
Yeah, you paid me for Broforce. Nick earns his keep, man. He's no free ride. He paid me in cash for Broforce, and then I gifted it to him on Steam. Yeah, it's all ones. And these are ones that were born in one of those one packs, like $100 one packs, which are like post-it notes almost, where you rip them off.
Yeah, with like the red tape on the
top. The red glue on the one end. I still don't see how that's legal, but whatever. What do I know? Anyway... What was my point? What was I getting at there? Oh, so I actually have high hopes for the Minecraft movie and think that they can probably do it right. They have no interest in making something everyone hates. And they know that their fan base is going to be really, really picky about it being good, right? You guys have high standards for what you expect.
Yeah, definitely.
And once in a while, you're impressed with something like the Lego movie, where they're, again, there's a thing that's kind of like Minecraft in that there is no story.
Yeah, but they...
But they made a great one.
They came up with a story.
So what if those same guys who made the Lego movie, those same directors and writers, I want to say one of the writers and directors was the Cloudy with a Chance of the Meatballs there. Except that first Meatballs movie was good. That second one was not very good. It was kind of average and lame.
Yeah.
And didn't make me laugh. The first one made me laugh a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened there. but the Lego Movie, pretty much universal acclaim, one of the highest rated films of the year and one of the best performing. It made a ton of money and it will keep making money.
Yeah.
Well, that was weird. I guess you are 13. It's fine. Don't worry about it. Plus you have a little cold or something, don't you?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. Anyway, it's fine. Embrace it, buddy. Embrace it. Own it. So if it's good or not good, here's something nerds do. The whole generations of nerds hear that they're going to make something from a beloved thing from their childhood, whether it be Iron Man or the Avengers or any of that Marvel stuff or even Star Wars movies. And I've had people say, oh no, new Star Wars movies, that's going to suck. As if the only good Star Wars movies can ever be the first three. Now, it's still true that those are the best. They're right about that. Even you'll admit it, who you grew up on the prequels.
Yeah.
But you would still, you know that the first ones are better,
mm-hmm.
right? There's no yeah. question in your mind. But you didn't know until you actually saw them, right?
Right.
So to know the prequels are poo, you have to see them for the poo that they are. And there were plenty of people leading up to 1999 who said, oh no, those are going to be crap. By the way, that movie came out the year before you were born. That's weird.
That is weird.
Phantom Menace, I mean. The worst one. And there were plenty of people that were like, oh no, these are going to be terrible. And there were a ton of people who thought, oh, this is great. Star Wars is coming back. I'm totally excited. And then those movies came out, or that movie came out, and it was obvious that it was bad. And there's some people who like them, and that's fine. That's fine. They can like them all they want to like them. I'm sure there are people who like scabby knees and horrible farts, but that's just not me. So the point is that you didn't know, or I didn't know, or nobody knew how much better or worse those prequels are going to be until they came out and we got to see them. So what I'm trying to tell you is, and I hope this makes sense, when there's a new video game sequel coming out, let's say Minecraft 2 is announced, or a sequel to World of Warcraft, or some big deal for me, like a new Diablo game or whatever. These things get announced. It is important for us to remember that they don't suck until they suck. Meaning
that makes sense.
Immediately going, meh, taking another thing from my childhood and ruin it. Meh. Right?
Yeah.
That doesn't do anybody any good because it might be fine. You don't know.
That's true.
Everybody thought all these Marvel movies were going to blow. They thought no way you can make Captain America any good. And guess freaking what? They made it real good.
Well, yeah, I feel like they could definitely make it good and it won't affect things too much.
Yeah.
But I'm just worried about if they do a bad job on it.
Yeah.
Then it kind of like, it's just ruining
a thing that you love.
Yeah. Right. But like, if they do a good job, then I'm super excited. I'm excited to see what they come up with. But if they...
just a little worried it may not be great.
Yeah. I'm not... I feel like they could make it good, but if they don't, then it's not... I'm not going to be very happy about it.
Nobody will be. And here's that is exactly at the crux of what I want to get to, because you are like me. When you were born, when you were pooped out on that beautiful May day, right? Yeah. That's the sound it made. And the nurse grabbed you and everything happened so quickly. And I was so excited and so proud and I was so happy. I was going to have a son, man. These girls were driving me crazy. It was time to get a boy into the mix. And I remember leading up to your birth going, oh, I sure hope nothing bad happens. Oh, I sure hope he doesn't have a third arm. Oh, I sure hope he can speak cool, by the time actually. He's five. It kind of would be cool. Sort of. You'd have had a lot of trouble from other kids is the problem.
Yeah.
And then when your first day of school, oh, please don't let other kids pick on him. Please have him have a good time. Please don't let him come home today and hate school. Well, you don't really like school, but you know what I'm saying? You're always, as a parent, worried what could be instead of just chilling out and waiting to see what is. And it's a lot like this movie thing. If I could impart any wisdom to you, it would be, I'm sure that you've learned other things from me.
Yeah.
Right? All good, some bad.
Yeah.
What's the best? What's the best thing you've learned from me?
No making out or touching butts.
Okay, no making out or touching butts is a good one.
That's a good one.
Except eventually you should make out. and maybe touch a butt, but not now.
Yeah. But
you know what I mean?
Your definition of touching butts is not.
I know. It's a little weird. I get the whole thing's weird. For those who don't know this, growing up, as the kids grew up, one of my things to say when a boy would come pick up one of my daughters for a date is, all right, you guys have fun. See you at 11. No making out or touching butts, which didn't make a lot of sense and just seemed vague and weird, but it worked. Those boys never made out or touched butts because they didn't know what I was doing or what I was capable of doing if they did. Nick, you just get to observe these things because you've been the youngest and you're not even really at dating age yet. And
not yet.
Pretty quick though, dude.
Well,
2 years is about 16 is average. And that's like the big time, man. I mean, you go on dances, you'll do other stuff. But I mean, one of those official, like, I'm taking that girl to prom kind of dates. You'll be like 16. You'll have some sort of automotive transport.
Automotive transport.
And you'll be
asking I'll probably get your car.
Maybe. And we've talked about that. It's paid for already, so maybe you will.
Your tiny little car.
Oh, yeah. I would have killed for that car in high school. I would have loved it. My car was poop in high school. And I bought it. I paid $200 for it, and it was a piece of crap, but I bought it. That was with my hard-earned money. And I bought it from a guy named Juan. He sold me his Mercury Maverick for $200.
That's awesome.
Juan. He worked at Chi-Chi's.
Chi-Chi's?
Yeah. Well, I worked there too for a while. Anyway, that isn't the point. What is the point? Oh, if I could, let me get to the point. I want you, if you can learn anything today, just today, that it's more valuable to not worry about things you can't control until they happen. You can worry about the Minecraft movie being crap. I say this to you as a person who does this too, so I know it sounds slightly hypocritical coming from me, but because I do it too and have been doing it longer, I feel like I have some perspective on it that you could benefit from. And you can apply it to everything in your life. So, oh no, this first day in this new high school is going to be the worst. Well, how do you know it's going to be the worst? I don't know. I'm just worried it's going to be. You should learn how to stop doing that and start looking at it as, I don't know what it's going to be. And it may suck, but I don't need to know that until it does. Nothing sucks until it does. That's your advice.
That's true.
Wear a shirt, get a t-shirt that says nothing sucks until it does.
That would be a good t-shirt.
It would be a good, see, there's some wisdom in that. There's the new name of my book. I'm going to make a parenting book called Nothing Sucks Until It Does. How's that?
Well, that kind of makes it sound like everything will suck eventually, but you just have to wait for it.
No, it means that that nothing that does suck starts to suck until it does.
And
there are plenty of things that do not suck and never suck, but you're worried they will, but they still don't. And then because you were worried they will, and you're always on guard about if they're going to suck or not, then they kind of suck. It's your doing.
This sounds like a conversation with Randy and Earl Hickey.
Oh, is Earl and his brother Randy?
Yeah, it sounds like a conversation they would have like after the... After the show, they're laying in bed in the hotel.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That sounds about right. Nick really likes My Name is Earl.
It's a good show.
I like it too. It's a classic.
Yeah.
It's an American classic. All right. So we've learned that lesson. What was our whole reason of talking about that? Oh, we were talking about your favorite games.
Yeah.
Do you have a game this year that you're looking forward to more than any other? Because here's my impression before you answer that. My impression is you are kind of a guy, and I'm like this too in a lot of ways, that just, you're excited when they crop up. Like, you're not reading a blog to find out that this thing's coming 400 years from now. Or, you know, let's just say you're not checking every day to see how soon the next Elder Scrolls game comes out. You're just like, oh, that's a nice surprise. It came out. Now I'm playing it.
Yeah. I was actually really excited for Infamous Second Son.
Infamous Second Son, which we have now on the PlayStation 4.
Super fun.
Yeah. And you played it.
Yeah.
What's your impression of it now that you played it?
It's awesome.
It is good, isn't it?
That was what I was really looking forward to.
So there's really nothing else this year that you've looked that much forward to?
Not really.
How about Destiny?
Destiny?
Destiny. I think that's still this year. That's the Halo people, remember?
I haven't.
The Halo people went off and did their own thing, and now it's coming out on everything, and it's like a kind of Borderlands-y, but set in a different kind of universe with a different kind of multiplayer focus and stuff. Have I talked to you about that at all?
I haven't heard anything about that.
Oh, Destiny looks real good. PlayStation 4 will have beta access soon.
I'm excited.
I think it's this year. All right, how about movie? What movie are you looking forward to more than any?
I'm looking forward to Box Trolls.
Oh, yeah. That does look cool.
That looks way cool.
Is that this year? We're going to look it up.
I'm not totally sure, but I know it's going to...
We're going to do a little father-son check here. Box Trolls. Release date. Okay, let's take a look. What does it say? It's taken a long time. I don't know why it's taking so long. Would it surprise you? Guess what kind of movie I'm looking forward to the most. See if you can see if you know what I like.
I don't know. Like, what kind of genre?
Yeah, genre. What do you think it is that I'm most excited about? Now, yesterday, and forever. One of my favorite genres.
Western?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Nicely done.
Is that, like, I thought you meant, like, specific to this year.
No. Well, there is one coming out this year. And that's the one I'm looking for. And it's called The Homesman. It's a weird name. But it's what's his name? Now my brain just went blank. The other Men in Black. Not Will Smith, the other one.
The other one.
I keep wanting to say Billy Dee Williams. Why is that happening? Here, I'll just look it up. Tommy Lee Jones, geez. He's an old fart now. He's kind of not on your radar as far as you, like average 13-year-old is not going to know who he is. You'd see his face and go, oh, yeah, that guy. But
that guy.
To us, he's like a big time. He's been around forever and done amazing work his whole career. And he's got this movie called The Homesman. And it's about this guy hanging on a tree who gets rescued by a girl. And then hilarity ensues. Tommy Lee Jones. Here it is. I'm just finding it. Yes, The Homesman. He plays George Briggs. I'm looking forward to that more than anything. But it's 2015 that we got to look forward to, Minik. We got new Avengers, Avengers 2. You got your World of Warcraft movie, I think. Or did they push that to 2016? I think you're getting that. You got your Star Wars, duh. Big one.
Yeah.
New Star Wars Episode 7. There's other stuff that I can't think of. Superman and Batman and the Batman, the Man of Steel 2 with the Superman and the Batman fighting in it.
Superman and the Batman.
That's all I can think of right now. But it's an exciting year coming up for you, and you'll be 15.
That's true. Wait, when is Box Trolls?
Well, sorry, I meant to tell you that. I got it right here. September 26th, 2014, this year. So, in the fall.
Yeah, I'm excited about that.
That looks really good. For those not in the know, it's an animated feature. It's a stop motion, right? Or is it 3D? I think it's 3D stuff. Yeah. And it's about a bunch of box trolls, and that's all I'm going to say about that. Because I don't remember anything else.
I don't know anything else about it.
It looks cool, though.
I know the kid that played Catbug. Like, you hear his voice at the end of the trailer.
Mm-hmm. And it's the Coraline Paranorman director guy.
Yeah.
Oh, it is stop motion. I'm sorry. It's not 3D. It's like...
Claymation?
Land Before Time. What do you call it?
What?
I'm trying to remember it. Christmas night... Night Before Christmas. Jeez Louise. Your old man is getting old. All right, Nick, we're going to close this down. You got anything else to say? We learned anything today? Do you feel like we've learned something? What was the lesson?
The lesson was that nothing sucks till it sucks.
Thank you very much. Nothing sucks until it does, to be more accurate.
We got to make t-shirts.
Okay. Should we do something like that?
Yeah.
I think it'd be a good book. We'll have a whole chapter on Star Wars movies.
Yeah.
Why you should wait for them to come out before you make a determination whether they're going to be bad or not. But you're going to find this as you keep growing up. There's an internet out there, a world of internet people who judge everything without seeing it. So they'll say something like, hey, so-and-so is doing this. Man, that's going to suck. Without having any idea whether it's going to suck or not. Even with a track record, I know that Michael Bay has made 3 pretty bad Transformers movies. that they're not great. Okay? But I'm still looking forward to 4 because in my mind, he can pull it out and make a good one.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, because like, I didn't like the old ones because it's just, it's too much like making out and...
touching butts.
Yeah. And not enough like just robot.
Right. The core of the series. Optimus Prime telling everybody to roll out and fight Decepticons. Not enough of that. It's mostly people going, right?
Yeah.
So even him, look, you guys, the wisdom of 13-year-olds, even he understands what's wrong with the Transformers movie. It isn't just the rest of us snotty adults who have it figured out. All right. I think it's going to do it for us. Nick, people can, they actually can find you online now. What's your Twitter account? It's fine if people follow him. I don't think it's weird. It's fine. What is it?
At the _ town crier.
The _ town crier. All one word, town crier?
Yeah.
Okay. The _ town crier. I think he did it after the _ T. He was trying to copy Terpster a little bit. We like Terpster around here.
Yeah.
And then Pixel Thief on Steam. You got old games.
Pixel_thief
yeah. on Steam. If you got games just sitting in your gift library you can't get rid of, Nick will gladly play your games.
Definitely.
And look, he paid me 15, but he could pay.
That's the sound of money.
Now he, yeah, right? Listen. I'm like a mobster counting the money, making sure everything's on the up and up.
15 in ones.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Don't spend it all in one place, right? and then something else you're doing. Oh, on Vine, people should follow his Vine account. What is it over there?
Just Nick Johnson.
Just Nick Johnson. Is it hard to find those? Are there a lot of Nick Johnsons?
I think so. I don't really look up my name often. Good. On there.
That's called a vanity search and you shouldn't be doing that. It's not very humble of you. I've done it a few times though, if I'm being honest. So that's it. Thanks everybody for joining us. We'll be back with another diary episode soon. Until then, take care. If you got any questions, scott@frogpants.com. Be happy to answer them here on the show. Lots of great feedback lately. I'll get to some of that in a future episode. But glad to be here with Nick. Thanks for hanging out with me, man.
Yeah.
Will you do it again with me sometime?
Definitely.
All righty then. All right. Stay out of trouble.
Okay.